It is the Chicagoverse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists in industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
All right, Dynasty Podcast. My name is Haima Black, and I am actually not hosting this episode today. I actually have my producer, Natalie Aurelio, hosting this interview with Wemi Moe. Real quick note about this. So Natalie started working with me about a year ago on the podcast. She's been helping us with all sorts of things from booking to social media to photography and so much more. And my background, if you've listened to this podcast, you might know this. I worked in radio for a long time from when I was like a teenager, like 15 years old until I was almost 30. And during that time, I was a producer. So I was behind the scenes working at the station Q101, which I loved. But I wasn't really on the air. And every once in a while, Chris Payne, the DJ I worked with at Q101, would let me do an interview, host Local 101 every once in a while when he wasn't able to. And that was always a huge treat. So now that I am hosting my own podcast and I've done like 800 or 900 episodes of this crazy thing, I feel like I don't have to host every single one of them. And Natalie wants to get started with her own journalism, broadcast, podcast career. So I'm more than happy to let her step in from time to time, host some interviews. And this is the first one she's doing. So I'm going to let her take over. But just wanted to preface that. Natalie, take it away.
Dynasty Podcast here with special guest, Uptown native, Wemi Moe. How you doing, bro?
I just came back from New York and shit, so
I appreciate you coming out, because jet lag,
yeah,
it could be a bitch.
I've been flying a lot. I'm doing great, though. It's a blessing to be here. How you doing, Natalie?
I'm excited that you're joining me, because it's actually my first time ever interviewing someone on Dynasty Podcast platform.
Yes. Round of applause for
and
that.
It's officially been my 1 year working with Dynasty Podcast, so this is my little gift.
Let's go.
But I actually interviewed you back in March 2017.
Wow.
While Wemi was still working on Bittersweet.
Yes.
I remember that.
I remember that as well.
I busted a mission to Uptown.
You was in Uptown, and we had that interview, and that same day Drake dropped Views. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
And I asked you, what song would you recommend for people to listen to? And you said, Gold Link just dropped Pray For Me. So that just reminds you of how long ago that was.
Yeah.
So, yes, I interviewed Wemi back then, but we're back. Yep. And he just dropped Bittersweet, the mixtape.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That shit was so hot.
Thank you.
If you haven't heard it yet, get to it after this. But let's backtrack a little bit and start from the beginning. When did music enter your life? You know, just start for you in general.
Yeah. So music kind of started for me since birth. Like, I always been around music. All I ever knew was music. I grew up in a Christian environment. So I was in a choir for my church, like at like 5 or 6 years old, playing the drums. So like gospel music, my mom always bumped music. Like, she bumped like Lionel Richie, all type of like old school.
Too.
You know, 80s funk music, you know, New Edition, all that. So, like, I always had that. And then, like, I can't remember when I, like, discovered hip-hop, but, like, all my cousins listen to hip-hop. And, like, you know, it just grows on me. The more you're around it, you know, you find an appreciation for it. And, you know, so, like, yeah, that's kind of where it was for me.
So music has always been in your life, but when did it impact you to the point where you're like, hold up, let me get a hold of this and like really make my name stand out in the city? Like, when did you start thinking like, let me rap, let me be like my own musician?
I would say that came like starting high school. That came, so like my freshman year at like 15 years old, I was already asking myself like, what am I gonna do with my life? Because I knew, like, yeah, high school is cool, but I knew I wasn't gonna live an ordinary lifestyle. Like, I knew I didn't want to. I didn't want to work a 9-to-5 my whole life or whatever. You know, I knew I was different. And so with that, I asked myself, like, what do you enjoy the most? Because I was playing sports for a long time. Like, I was really cool at football. And I got into basketball in high school, too. But, like, the love for it wasn't there. But I knew what I loved most and always would love was music. So, you know, with me having a background with playing music and I decided, like, why not produce it? So I just wanted to start off producing music at first and just like do music production. But I started writing on the side. I wasn't really telling anybody, but and then one time I went to open mic, Chance the Rapper's, I mean Social Works open mic at here at Washington. I like did my first little like, you know, free verse, and like ever since then it kind of just took off, and I've been serious with it since then.
How was the feedback after that open mic?
It was amazing. Like all of the Social Works crew, Peter Cottontail, like everybody in that whole camp was like rocking with it, and they told me like you're really cold at it. So that same day, like I went to the studio for the first time. I made like a freestyle music video in front of your school, at the back of your school by your river.
I think I remember that. I think I actually remember that.
And that was that same week, like, yeah. So I've just been full on ever since then.
Well, everybody's been noticing that, you know, you even noticed that you had that spark. You had mm-hmm. that spark when it came to music, even like entering high school. You thought that, you know, whenever you love something, you always put an extra 100 into it, you
yes.
know, always.
Yes,
so
indeed.
We could all tell through your music that you really love it.
It was amazing, G. It was amazing because, like, my bad to cut you off. But even
oh,
with
no,
that,
good.
It was like, I knew I had the right crowd for it because I go to a real, well, I went to a real diverse high school. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, and I just knew, like, with the sound I wanted to go with and, like, the way I rapped, like, this shit would catch on quick. Like, you know, it's good music at the end of the day. So, like, everybody appreciates good music. So I knew with that, I had the perfect crowd for it. And, like, you know, it couldn't go wrong with that.
Of course. Well, I just wanted to get a little bit into how you started rapping in high school. Yeah. But as you, you know, were, like, in your junior year, sophomore, junior year, you started working on Bittersweet. But yeah. you were able to finish the album right when you were graduating.
Yeah.
Right? So I just wanted to talk a little bit about how was that process, because some people might not want to start music mm-hmm. or they don't want to continue school because they don't feel like they could balance both mm-hmm. because, you know, they might love music a lot, but they don't feel like they could balance school and music. So how were you able to, you know, successfully finish school and drop one of the best mixtapes out there this
yeah.
year?
Thank you. Shit. Guidance. Like I got a shout out, like, my girlfriend, Kamisha, like, my wife, like, she's held me down since day one when it comes to that. People, like, my family, like, just the support system I have is, like, I'm really grateful for it because, you know, the more and more I meet people, I realize a lot of people don't even really have that. So with me having that, like, that definitely kept me grounded. Like, you know, my uncles were always on my ass about, like, school. And once they saw I wanted to do the music thing and they saw I was good at it and I had potential with it, it was like, okay, yeah. So dedicate, you know, so-and-so time Monday through Friday, work on school. Mm-hmm. And Saturday, like, go to the studio. Like, you know, so that's how it just always was for me. It was always, like, time management. And even with, like, going to school every day, like, any time I could find, like, you can ask my homies, G, like, motherfuckers would see me, like, type, like, I remember, like, making No Callback, like, during PE or shit. Like, I was every time I could find, I would just, you know, capitalize off of it and, like, use it to my advantage. So, you know, just balancing it and managing your time and your schedule, honestly, and keeping faith in God. Like, you know, I always prayed about, you know, where I wanted to go with my career and, like, what I wanted to do with it and how I would dedicate my time to it and just, you know,
and
continue to have
you
faith in it.
Yes. Through everything.
Yes.
But I don't know a lot of artists personally, but I do know something about you that really stands out, how you have these strategies, you use your time really well, you're really responsible with it. You're really responsible with time. Now, and that's not how everyone is because people like to slack off, but you use your resources to your full potential always. I've always seen that with you,
yeah.
knowing you for about like 2-3 years now. Talk a little bit about, is that something that's always been around you? That's how you've been grown up, to always use that to your full potential, use your time wisely? Or was that something you had to adjust to being an artist, a musician?
I would say it was kind of always with me, I guess. I'm always strict on myself. Like, I don't want to be, like, a fucking failure. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm from a place where, like, a lot of people don't make it out, and a lot of people, I've seen a lot of people make it to the top and just fall back down. So, like, with me, it's like, yo, this is how we eat, so, and this is how I'm gonna eat. And, like, you know, so with me, it's like, with, because I know how deep this shit goes from, like, from the people that are depending on me and from what I want to prove to myself, because sometimes it's doubt within myself, but, like, I just have to be that self-motivator sometimes, too, for myself. It's just, like, always remind myself, like, what do you do this for, you know? So with that, like, just that discipline is what actually keeps me going every day.
Yeah, and that's, a lot of people don't have that. So usually when I see that, I always recognize it, and I always tell people, like,
thank you.
Keep that up, because, you know, it's not easy. Not everyone has that just, you know, naturally.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, a lot of my friends, I'm, like, super blessed to have a lot of friends that, you know, are just naturally super ambitious. Yeah. Like, it just kind of, you know, we just kind of clicked.
Yeah, and it's so great because, like, the more and more I travel to, I see, like, how, like, just the privilege us as teens have in Chicago. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like another thing that goes with that is, like, we've seen, you know, people, artists, comedians, actors, anything art-related, we've seen how they made it. So with that, we know it's possible. So I guess mm-hmm. that's another reason why we're so, like, you know, dedicated to it, because we know it could happen for us, like, as people who've shown that.
And take advantage of all the resources we have in the city.
We have a stupid amount of resources.
Literally.
Like,
always taking every opportunity we get.
And you've done it. You've, like, I've peeped game from you, too. Like, the fact that, like, you be on your shit, you go to all the shows, like, before you was even doing this. Like, you made sure you had your camera at every show that was going on in Chicago, and you got your connects from that. So, like, yeah, like, even my peers, too, inspired me with that. So,
I appreciate it. Well, I want to go back to when you said where you come from. Well, you come from uptown native, and I just want to talk a little bit about, because that, did that inspire your music, you know, coming from uptown? Because a lot of people, you know, from the southwest side, they talk about a lot in their music, you know, and, you know, what they went through influenced them and, you know, characterized them. So how did uptown influence you as a, not only as a person, but as a musician? Yeah.
So, like, like, the fact that you just touched on that, like, the fact that it influences me as a person is the reason why it influences my music. Because, like, with my music, I'm hella open. Like, you can read me. Like, I let it be known, like, this is me. I don't really put on no false advertisement when it comes to what I do. Like, so I keep it genuine all the time. So with uptown, like, being all I know, like, I've been born there, I've lived there all my life, it's going to show in the music, you know, from heartaches, from trauma, from the good things, you know, from having fun. As a shorty on the block, you know, all things of that nature, it all reflects in my art, you know? So, like, I just make art based on the shit I go through. Like, you know, art is, it goes in so many directions. So it's kind of hard not to, it's kind of hard for that not to show in my art.
Of course.
Because that's me at the end of the day. Yeah.
I think that's what a lot of people appreciate about your music is that you're super honest about it. You're super blunt. Yeah. You're super straightforward. There's no, like, in-betweens. You really say how it, you know, say how it is. And I appreciate that. And, you know, we hear that a lot in, you know, Bittersweet.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, like, for real, with something I like to say all the time is, like, people enjoy the shit they relate to and they enjoy the shit they can't relate to. So when I say that, it's like you like to hear songs and say, like, yo, I'm going through the same shit. And, like, for example, a suburban kid can hear a drill song and be like, yo, I know nothing about that life, but it's so fascinating. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, it's the yin and the yang with it. But, yeah, I feel like the fact that I'm so visible with my music, that goes a long way in why people fuck with me, I guess I could say. But
of course, and I noticed that people that really talk about their lives specifically, it's just like another set of eyes. It's a different perspective you see it through. You know, music is something we use to see different perspectives, and I appreciate that, you know, being able to, you know, get to know others, get to know their, what they've been through and what they've seen, you know, because, like, we all can't see that. So I definitely could see that through all your music.
Thank you. Yeah, music is so freaking powerful.
it really is.
And that's another reason why I got into it, G, because, like, if you can hear a song and have that shit switch your whole mood, like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's the beauty in it, and it's the power in it that really, you know, that really drew me to it, and mm-hmm. the fact that I just already had a natural love for music sonically, so.
Okay, yeah. We're going to go a little bit into Bittersweet, the mixtape. Like I said earlier, you have been working on this mixtape for a minute now. When we had that interview about a year and a half ago, you were still working on it. You're like, yeah, I'm going to release it in the summer. And you took a whole other summer.
Yeah, like 80 release dates.
Literally. So talk to me, what's been the process? How has it been going? So obviously it's been a minute.
That's my baby right there. I love that mixtape. But I've been working on, like, I'm only 2 years in this. And, like, I started, like, May. Like, the first song I put out was when I fucking started. So I dropped my first song, Misunderstood, May 20th, 2016. And ever since 1.8. That's going to hit 2 million by the end of this summer.
It really is.
What was I going to say, though? Yeah, so, like,
Sweet.
When I put that song out, that's when I started my tape. And, like, the plan was for that song to be on the tape. But as time went on, it's like, okay, that shit is aging. You know, let that be that and continue to just, like, work on art and put that out. But, yeah, I've been working on that tape since the start. And, like, a lot of songs, believe it or not, a lot of songs on that tape are old as fuck. Like, Love Doctor was made, like, a couple months after Misunderstood was made.
Damn.
But, like, shit like that. But it's all about, so, like, mm-hmm. you know, with the title Bittersweet, it's all about that process. Like, from the time I made my first song to now. So it's things in there that are hella old and it's things in there that's hella new. But it's basically, you know, the title is just basically a representation of my life, the struggles I've been through, my love life, you know, being a black man in Chicago, my neighborhood, and how, you know, all the negativity, I took it and, like, made it positive, basically. Mm-hmm. So bittersweet, you know. You can take a lot of things from it. You can also say it's bittersweet because of the way the music sounds. Like, mm-hmm. it's heavy songs, like, Bitter City and, like, Talk Your Shit, that's, like, hella, like, you know, dark a bit and, like, hella aggressive. And there's songs like Holy Vibes, too, that's hella smooth and shit. So, like, even with that, like, I wanted to make sure with this first project I showed my versatility. Because I'm an artist at the end of the day. Like, I'm just an artist who happens to rap. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not just a rapper. I'm an artist. So, like, with that, I just really tried. I try to make sure, like, this project showed my versatility, my artistry, along with telling my story of, you know, where I've been and what's yet to come, I guess you could say.
So how does it feel finally releasing it after so long?
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing.
It's like all this weight coming off your shoulders, literally.
Yeah, I dreamed of this moment. And, like, you know, the rollout has been wonderful, G. Like, it's definitely where I wanted it to go, and it still goes. Like,
it's
only been a month now. Yeah, it's July. Yeah, it's only been a month. So.
So how's the feedback been, like, sounding?
People are calling it a classic already. I feel like it's kind of too early. I'm bullshitting. It's not early. That bitch is a classic. No, it's like, no, it is a classic. I'm bugging. But, mm-hmm. like, people, and I feel like that's how you can tell something is, because, like, not to be hella self-centered right now, but, like, every song on there mm-hmm. is dope. You know what I'm saying?
It is,
like,
dope. Every song, you don't forget about it. Yeah. That's the thing on Bittersweet. Like, you remember all 11 tracks, you remember all of them. Like, it's coming, like, one track ends, you remember the next one.
Yeah,
like,
you remember the order of it.
You
remember
everything on that, on that mixtape.
Right. Like, every song has its own thing going on. So even with that, it's like, that's how you can tell it's a great body of work. And on top of that, it's my first project, so people don't know what to expect from me. So when they see it, it's like, okay, this shit is kind of dope. Like, you know, and this is his first project, and he's like, I don't know who this guy is. And that's how it was for a lot of people, because off that tape, I got a lot of fans, you know? And off that tape, a lot of people respected me more, you know, because of the fact that it's my first, you know, body of work. Yeah, you can't, that tape definitely, definitely holds weight.
But even though Bittersweet was in the works, you weren't quiet about it. You were doing other things. You were doing music videos for No Callback. And what was Amigo Freestyle? Yeah. What was it?
Like, before Bittersweet, I put out an EP called Styles for the Free EP. Mm-hmm. And like, it was just like, you know, a little project to put out while I'm working on the tape, just to give people something to listen to while I'm working on it. But yeah, and I was always promoting it, so that's why I was like highly anticipated, because of the fact, like I said, that shit everywhere.
Literally, I remember that March 2017, all
and
the way
back
then.
I've been saying that since 2016, so it's like, you know.
And it just takes a lot of ambition to be able to like drop shit in between and work on the project, because I know a lot of people are like just stay quiet until they drop it, but everything.
I'm not at that point where I can stay quiet. Like at the end of the day, I'm just starting to get a buzz, honestly. So
and it's all up from here.
At the end of the day, it was more like just continuing to create that high ass anticipation for it, just so that way, when it drops, people are teed, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it was just more like dropping some. Like, I had a couple songs that blew up prior to Bittersweet, like the Watch Out and the Misunderstood. So it was more like just continuing to work and continue to build my buzz and build my fan base and my following. So that way, when it does drop, everybody hears and that shit is everywhere. It's still gonna spread. It's still spreading
because every time I talk to you, there's someone like you're telling me, like, this person told me this, like, gave me such good feedback. Like, people are continuing to notice it, and it's all time. It's just, you know, it's in time's hand. That's it. But I wanted to talk a little bit about Holy Vibes 2, because I feel like that song just, like, popped it off. Because, like, that's the song that everybody vibes to.
Yeah.
That's the song that, like, on your story, you be posting of, like, 10 people vibing to this song, and including me. Like, I'm driving, and I'm listening to the CD, and it's just a hit.
Do have a CD. Wow. Do have a CD.
I do have a CD. There's actually extra CDs.
There's bittersweet CDs.
There's extra CDs.
Get you one now.
At the next one, Mimo Show, there's going to be CDs, because I have some extras that Kamisha gave me.
Bring the motherfuckers out. Hand them out for me. I forgot to
bring them today. But anyways, the Holy Vibes 2. Yeah, talk about that song.
Holy Vibes 2. So
did you think it was going to blow off that much?
I knew it was a great song, but I didn't think it was. But, like, God told me it was, but I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that, it's because I had a dream prior to putting out the tape. I had a dream that... So it's so crazy, G. Like, I had a dream... So this, like, 2 weeks before I put out the tape, I had a dream. And this is before me knowing, like, this is a song that... Because if anything, Big Mad was just a single. It was like Big Mad. Mm-hmm. I know that everybody was saying, oh, yeah, Big Mad's going to pop. Big Mad's going to pop. But prior to me putting out the tape, I had a dream. And in my dream, I was in the car, and 92.3 was playing, and Holy Vibes 2 was playing. And I just started crying.
I remember that.
Yeah, and it's crazy. Yeah, I tweeted that out. So, yeah, it's like, I kind of already seen signs of it, and like, Kamisha was the first person, I think Kamisha was like the first person to make that, hear the song, but like, I don't know, we wasn't going crazy over it. It was like, yeah, it's just a dope track, but yeah, like, and that's the thing, like, as an artist, I've learned that, like, you can't make out what's the hit, like, the fans decide what the hit, like, they pick what they fucking like, and they blow it up, like, you can force it on them, but at the end of the day, they're going to rock with what they want to rock with.
Of course.
But, yeah, Holy Vibes 2. That song is hella dope. The visual is coming out really, really soon for it.
Y'all hear that?
Yeah, really soon. Exclusive. Dynasty Podcast exclusive. But, yeah, like, it's so funny, too, because that song was like, I made that. So, like, the inspiration from that song comes from Holy Vibes.
Yeah.
Because if you notice, like, in my, like, the last verse.
Yep. It's
the hook for Holy Vibes 2. And that's how it worked. Cause like, I made shout out to my bro Nico. So Holy Vibes was initially Nico's song.
Yeah. And you were, Nico was on the track.
Yeah. I was just a feature at first, but I fucked with his song. Cause like, he sent that track to me and I fucked with it so hard. I'm like, bro, let me hop on it. And we've had that song for a long time. And I'm like, bro, let me put this on my tape, because he's never dropped a song.
Yeah.
So it's really his song, and I'm the feature on it. But
that's awesome.
He let me take it. But, yeah, I got the inspiration from the verse I had on it, the last verse.
Holy Vibes
I fucked
too.
With it, and I just, like, you know, made it the hook for Holy Vibes. I caught the Holy Vibes, too. And, yeah, it's pretty much it.
That's super raw. And, like, with that emotion, like, in every song, like, we could all tell. We could all tell how you're feeling in every song. And I think that's what makes Bittersweet so crazy good is because you're actually feeling those emotions that you're, like, talking about.
You know, it's another thing, like, because I'm so, like, when it comes to music, I always think of the sound. So, like, honestly, you, like, how do you think I make me, like, how, I'm going to ask you a question. So how do you think I write? Like, how do you think I make music? Like, what do you think is the process? What do you think is the first thing I do?
I don't know. I just feel like it just natural.
Do you think I write something first and then rap it on the beat, or you think I hear the beat and rap it?
You hear the beat
and rap it, yeah.
Yeah, because you're like here. I feel like you're like, you know, you're here. You know that video where her, like, the dude and, like, Herbo's rapping and the guy's like this.
Right.
Like, I feel like you're like, all right,
and
this
then start
is
rapping.
All
right. Yeah. That's how it is. I mean, I ask that because a lot of rappers don't. That's not the process for them. Mm-hmm. Like, they usually write first and then find a beat that matches the flow that they for the 16 they wrote. But for me,
take notes.
Yeah, but that's what they do. I mean, it's. I'm not telling you have to do it like this, but, like, everybody has their own way. But with me personally, I can't make music unless I gain inspiration from the production.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how I am, because it's all about the feeling for me.
Yeah, so, and, like, you really fill it in with your, like, your mute, like, your lyrics, like, and you could just feel, like, when you're listening to the music, you could just feel your body moving with it. And also, I wanted to say, you're an amazing performer. Like,
you really,
like, you really shut it down. Like, I was at the show, the last show was, like, last month, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was your headliner.
Yeah, for the Bittersweet concert, yeah.
That was dope as fuck. And, I mean, I've seen you perform before, I think.
Yeah.
So that, like, you always put on such a great show. Like, you could just see it in your face, your movements, like, your voice, like, everything, that you're really in it.
Yeah.
Like, you're really in it. You're not, you know, this is not just some half-assed thing. You're really putting everything into it.
No, I don't go half-assed with shit I do. I'm not that type of dude. So, but even with that, it's like I always have to give my all because, you know, it's genuine. That's where the intimacy is created. That's how the relationship is created with me and my audience. Mm-hmm. So when they see that and the words speak to them and it hits home, it's like, okay, I'm going to start paying this man more attention because this is coming from a genuine place.
Yep.
And that's not strategized, but that's just how I work, you know? But I'm just saying, like, the effect of it. You feel me? But, yeah, like I said before, like, it runs deep. From the lyrics, from, you know, from the emotions, from, like, the story behind it, it's all from a real place.
Yeah.
And, you know, real will always prosper. What's real will always prosper. Shout out to X, he said that.
Well, congratulations once again, because we're all here for it. We're all here for new music, new visuals. So I wanted to ask you, what's coming up? You already mentioned that Holy Vibes 2 visuals.
We got a lot of visuals and a lot of shows coming up. A lot of shows in the works. I got a show. Hold on, y'all. I wasn't prepared to say this.
What you showing us?
Show dates. So we got the Street Noise Summer Camp. I'm going to be live with Street Noise on July 27th. That will be at 2416 West North Avenue, 6:30 to 10. And that same exact day, too, if you want to see me perform twice. I have another show with One Love, and that's at Evil Olive. I'm not sure where that's at. I'm not sure what address is that, but definitely just follow me on Instagram and shit, and I'll definitely have that.
And for future shows or visuals and all that, how could people find you on social media?
_ Wemimo on Twitter and Instagram, YouTube Wemimo.
Wemimo,
Wemimo, Wemimo. M-O, one word, and Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple Music, Wemimo, all that shit. All that shit.
Well, I appreciate you coming out and joining me on my debut on Dynasty Podcast.
Yes!
It's my first interview with Wemimo.
And this is my first time on Dynasty Podcast.
Thank you so much.
Podcast.
I appreciate you coming out once again.
Hey, thank you for listening. You know what I'm saying?
This is your chance to shout out whoever you want to shout out.
Okay. Shout out to you that's on your bed right now watching this laughing, because, yes, I'm talking to you. Shout out to my girlfriend, Kamisha, Kim Products. Shout out to Josh, DJ Suru. Shout out to Ayo. Shout out to Shed. Shout out my mama. Shout out my little sister. Shout out my brother. Shout out you. Shout out you. Shout out you. I just met you today. I like your vibe.
Julia
shout
Adams
out Dynasty Podcast for having me. Shout out Street Noise. Shout out...
the list never ends.
Shout out Chicago. Shout out Uptown. Shout out yes, everybody.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for joining us and tuning in. Stay tuned for more interviews in the future with me. I don't even think I introduced myself at first.
Yes, who are you?
Natalie Aurelia, of course. Yeah. I work with Dynasty Podcast, and I'm a producer on Dynasty Podcast. I also do photography.
Yes.
So follow me at Natalie Aurelia everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for watching.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcasts. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty... Dynasty Descend.